More Business Briefing right now on FM News 101.
We're back at 4:35 on a Sunday afternoon. Welcome to Business Briefing. I'm Brian Bushlack, live and local from Alpha Broadcasting's downtown studios, continuing our conversation with Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title, based right here in Oregon. And Pat, I had to tee this one up for you when I saw that our good Senator Ron Wyden joining Florida Senator Marco Rubio and introducing legislation that would require states to make more accessible the average salaries of college graduates. Take it away, Pat. What do you think?
Well, this is a softball for me, because this is just for your readers. Benefit. I need to come clean and tell them I'm chairman of the Oregon State University Foundation, very involved and a big supporter of higher education, and very knowledgeable of Oregon State. And this is music to my ears, because if you look at education and you try to think about education, especially public university education, as providing a benefit to society and the economy, I think the idea of measuring the results of the schools is really to the benefit of potential students, but also as a motivation for the schools to make sure that they're conscious of the end product or what they produce. Now, I will tell you also that as someone who believes very much in all aspects of education, this may fly in the face of the idea of becoming better citizens through more liberal arts education. I have a liberal arts major, and I'm conscious of that. So having qualified my remarks, I will tell you that Oregon State right now, 71% of the graduates of Oregon State at mid-career are working in areas relating to their degree. And right now in the state of Oregon, Oregon State has a mid-career average salary of $86,300, which is the highest in the state. And higher than any other public or private university in the state. So, Oregon State's ranked 148th. And you know, as long as I'm bragging on my alma mater here, I will tell you that Oregon State was just ranked as the 8th overall best online programs, and the 4th among national public universities, so the Oregon State eCampus. So, I think at the end of the day, if you're a public university and you're being sponsored by taxpayers, you owe it to taxpayers to let them know what you're producing.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, to continue this conversation, and, as full disclosure, many people know I'm an Oregon State Beaver, class of 91. I have a daughter heading to the University of Oregon in just a couple years. So I tend to be the platypus here, and I'll root for both schools, and I want everybody to succeed because it's our state. But I will say this, you know, when you look at what's happened in Eugene with the Oregon Ducks football program, it's provided that school with a ton of great marketing. And you and I talked about this at the Oregon State luncheon a couple weeks ago, as an alum at Oregon State, how kind of disappointed and bummed out I am that all these great things that are happening in Corvallis aren't getting the attention they deserve. And you told me that's about to change.
Well, I think this legislation will be a significant change. I also think that there's a growing emphasis among business leaders, or a growing interest among business leaders and people in public service, to see some sort of result. I'm going to be honest with you, Brian, here, and come clean. I can't remember what I was thinking when I said it was going to change, but I will tell you this, that I look at our alma mater and I say, okay, so in the last 6 years, we've spun off 17 companies which have raised $180 million in capital, startup capital. Last year we had $281 million in research funding, which was more than all the rest of schools in Oregon put together.
Yeah.
And there's some good things going on. It isn't as pubby as public as maybe some sports news. But the underlying economic benefit's tremendous.
Well, and you look at the amount of money that you and others have raised. I mean, give us an update there. I mean, we're over $900 million, right?
Yeah, we just passed $900 million on a billion-dollar campaign. And these are donations. These are private donations or some corporate donations. But there's been about 150 gifts of a million or more to Oregon State to endow programs to build new facilities. Been 23 new buildings or renovation of buildings since the campaign began in 2004. So, I mean, I will tell you, and I mean this, and this is not in any way meant to be comparative, because I think both Portland State and University of Oregon also done a marvelous job of reinvigorating their universities. So it's wonderful to see what's happening in Oregon, a re-emphasis of higher education. I'll give the governor a great deal of credit, his 40-40-20 program. I mean, we're actually beginning to walk the talk here about education being key to long-term economic success. And, I mean, this is all of us. This isn't one school over another. It's what is happening in the state of Oregon right now is probably as positive a movement as I've seen in my adult life.
Well, and you see some big-name people, and I'm not talking about Phil Knight here. I'm talking about the Austin family. Bob Moore from Bob's Red Mill making significant contributions back into education, aren't they?
Absolutely. Tremendous. I mean, the range and depth of philanthropy in this state in regards to higher education. At Portland State, OHSU has done extremely well. The University of Oregon's done well. Oregon State's done well. What's going on here is absolutely wonderful. Without regard to university affiliation on anybody's part, the end result will be the people of the state of Oregon are going to have a better economy, a better quality of life because of what's happening.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title, joining us here. And Pat, let's shift gears way across the pond. We haven't talked about Europe forever. It's kind of like things just keep, you know, doing what they're doing over there. And, you know, I don't know, I'm reading, I can't remember if it was the New York Times, wherever it was, that unemployment now in Spain. We talked earlier about austerity and how you said the Germans have done it right, you know, a 10-year plan, and they're on track. And you look at Spain, and I absolutely had to stop and do a double take when I saw that the jobless rate in Spain now is at a record 26%. I mean, that is absolutely, I mean, hard to comprehend. 26%.
Well, and it's, I think among youth, it's over 50%. So it's very disturbing. There is some optimism that the banks and first of all, the government's getting its house in order, and that the banks are capitalized or in the process of being recapitalized adequately. So there is some optimism that Spain can turn the corner fairly quickly. Probably more optimism about Spain than Greece, but it is a real issue. I think overall, Europe will be have overall negative economic growth this year and probably next year. So they have some pain to go through there. And again, you know, you created a union with a single currency and not a single fiscal policy. So they're still trying to figure that out. They're still trying to figure out how to support and recapitalize banks and. It's going to be a mess for a little bit longer. It's going to take a few more years.
No concern, though, that anything that could happen in Europe has a big impact on the U.S. at this point. I think we've gotten past that, haven't we?
Well, I mean, it has an impact to an extent, Brian, because, you know, it represents 15-20% of our export market, but depending on the day and what's being bought. But I don't think overall that it poses a tremendous threat to us now. I think a year ago, we were very concerned about some sort of financial collapse or multiple countries exiting the euro and all the disruption that would cause. That does not appear now to be a real concern. They're just going to have to pay the piper now. So, you know, I don't think it'll have any increased negative impact on our economy.
You get out there on the golf course with this nice weather we've been having?
No, I've been working, trying to make a living.
Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial and WFG National Title, joining us. They've got offices all across the metro area. Seattle market now very strong as well, as you heard Pat mention earlier in the show, up and down the West Coast. If you missed our segments with Pat Stone, it's well worth your time to head to KXL.com and click on podcast. We'll post these podcasts here just after the top of the 5 o'clock hour, right after news, traffic, and weather. Great stuff as always, Pat. Enjoy having you on the show, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Great. Thank you, Brian. Take care.
Pat Stone, Williston Financial, and WFG National Title. When we come back, guess what? I am parking ticket free so far in 2013. Got a funny story to share with you, though, about something that happened in the Pearl District this past week. Plus, coming up in our next hour, we'll talk about Oregon's economy. It's holding steady. Where does Portland rank for small business vitality and a record year in construction down the road in Wilsonville? Things are happening down there. We'll talk about that coming up after a quick break.